I regret to inform you, the situation is about to get a whole lot worse. Global oil markets are currently in turmoil after the Iranian parliament speaker threatened Donald Trump, the American people, and our entire alliance, accusing Trump of secretly trying to wage a war by moving troops to the Middle East, lying about negotiations, extending the negotiations, lying further, and that he's about to launch a full-blown ground invasion. We also have reports from the Washington Post that the Pentagon is prepared to launch a full-blown ground invasion. It lines up with the $200 billion asked for by the Pentagon, and it lines up with the tens of thousands of troops that Donald Trump has sent to the Middle East. Now, I do want to caveat, he is quite unpredictable. This war is unpredictable. Who knows if they're going to pull back, if they're going to go boots on the ground overnight. We do not know. Genuinely, we do not know. I'm not going to purport to know. I'm just going to report the news that we currently have. And the breaking news that we got moments ago is that, quote, Iran is now earning nearly twice as much from oil sales each day as it did before American and Israeli bombs started falling on February 28th. It may be getting pummeled on the battlefield, but the regime is winning the energy war and waging asymmetric warfare against the United States, therefore choking global oil markets. I want you to bear with me while I read this very important thread. It reads, "The oil crisis is spreading throughout the world. Many countries are going to extreme lengths to ration their supply as a result. Here are the cases that he could find." I'll link this thread in the description below. It's incredibly important. And as always, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Atomocler feed if you appreciate the relentless breaking news, the debates, the pushing back against MAGA lies. We're trying to revive American democracy. So subscribe. Look how close we are to 2 million. You can help us get there. And I just want to show you, Brent crude oil prices officially surged above $115 per barrel. This happened 20 minutes ago. If you're watching this video on Sunday, this happened very likely just a few hours before you are watching this video. Things are rapidly collapsing, and the oil crisis is spreading throughout the world. Here are the countries that are going to extreme lengths to ration their supply. The Philippines declared a national emergency, national energy emergency. Government offices have shifted to a four-day work week, and agencies must cut fuel and electricity use by 10 to 20%. Sri Lanka instituted a weekly public holiday for public officials and schools. It also revived a QR code-based fuel rationing system that limits private cars to 25 liters of petrol per week. Pakistan closed schools for 2 weeks and cut free fuel allocations for government vehicles by 50%. Bangladesh shut down universities and colleges and implemented five-hour rolling blackouts for households to prioritize the garment export sector. South Korea, our very close ally, these are all our allies, launched a nationwide energy-saving campaign and released a record of 22 million barrels of strategic oil reserves. It continues and continues. It then says, it gets worse. Gulf producers are nearly at their maximum storage capacity. Once they run out of space to put unsold oil, they will be forced to, quote, shut in, permanently close wells, which can cause long-term geological damage to the oil fields. There already is long-term damage to the oil fields after Israel struck the South Pars oil field, and then Iran retaliated, meaning both sides of the South Pars gas and oil field were struck. And it was messy. That is why Brent crude oil prices are spiking. That is why things are rapidly getting worse. Ann Coulter, who used to be a Fox News right-wing star, tweeted out just today, "Watching Fox News assure viewers that the Iran war is going super well and Trump is a total stud is like watching the same network assure viewers that Dominion voting systems rigged the 2020 election and Trump was the winner." That cuts deep coming from Ann Coulter, for one. But number two, it's a great analogy. I mean, Fox News knowingly lied about the 2020 election being rigged. When Tucker Carlson was behind the scenes tweeting about how he didn't want to tell these lies, he was sick of telling these lies. He was sick of lying on behalf of the administration, but then he'd go on TV every single night and tell those lies. That's why he got fired, because they settled. They didn't want to go to discovery. And now Ann Coulter is pointing out that this is like the same thing. They know they're lying every single day. We also got some breaking news today. Israeli media is reporting that if the United States carries out a ground operation in Iran, it would have to go alone, with Israeli forces not participating on the ground. Surprise, surprise, the ally that pulled us into this war, Bibi Netanyahu, who has wanted to go to war with Iran for his entire adult life, is now going to kind of shirk out during the hard part, going to dip out and say, I'm done with that. Breaking, the war in Iran continues to escalate. Now the U.S. is considering sending an additional 10,000 ground/combat troops to the Middle East in the coming days and weeks. As already reported earlier, the Pentagon is preparing detailed plans for a ground operation in Iran that could last up to 2 months. It is no longer mission creep. This is like mission collapse. Mission creep is obviously when the size and scale of the mission continues to expand, then you're spending more money, you're in more debt, it's getting worse and worse. Mission collapse is something that we've created on this channel where your new mission is to just fix the fuck up from the original mission, which in this case is the Strait of Hormuz being closed irreversibly because of our F-up. Oil prices continue to soar, with CEOs in the U.S., saying it could reach up to $200 a barrel for oil, which could likely mean another $2 jump per gallon jump in gas prices. Donald Trump in 2019 tweeted out, "The United States has spent $8 trillion fighting and policing in the Middle East. Thousands of our great soldiers have died or been badly wounded. Millions of people have died on the other side. Going into the Middle East is the worst decision ever made." Well, look what we have now. He's asking for $200 billion more dollars. We're going to add more to the debt. We're paying $1 trillion per year just on the interest of our debt. And there are now, according to the New York Times, over 50,000 American troops in the Middle East. I just want to repeat that. 50,000 American troops in the Middle East, more on the way. They're asking for more money, for more endless wars. Chris points out, the world is facing a, quote, ticking time bomb from its supply of oil, according to a briefing note from J.P. Morgan. Physical scarcity of oil is about to unfold across the globe, spreading sequentially through April from east to west, causing major economic disruption worldwide. This is a good thread to kind of close the video off on because this is very intense. The blocking of the Strait of Hormuz has reduced traffic through the strait by 97%, cutting off most of the Persian Gulf oil and gas supply from tanker shipment. The reduction in the supply of oil is twice as large in any previous oil crisis seen before, according to the IEA, International Energy Agency. And the Strait of Hormuz is still blocked. Iran is not giving way. And Trump is still claiming that we've won this war. We've won this war. This has not yet resulted in physical shortages of oil. Although shortages have already been seen, for instance, in Australia, this has been due to excessive demand caused by panic buying rather than an interruption in supply. That is about to change. So if you've been paying attention throughout the entire video, the first thread that I read detailed how certain countries like Slovenia became the first EU member to implement fuel rationing, limiting private drivers to 50 liters of petrol per week. Vietnam is accelerating their transition to ethanol-blended gasoline. India has invoked emergency powers to divert liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, away from industrial users. Egypt ordered early closures for malls, restaurants, and government offices while switching off illuminated billboards. The reason why is because these countries are heavily rationing. They are trying to ration due to excessive panic buying, due to global shortages that are impending. We haven't even seen the most acute part of the crisis yet. JP Morgan Commodities Research has charted the global distribution of seaborne crude oil exports from the Persian Gulf to global trading hubs with approximate delivery cutoff dates. Now, this thread is very long. There's like 40 different parts of this thread, and I'm not going to read it all throughout this video, but it goes on to say Asia dominates as the primary destination for crude. Together, these four nations listed absorb the vast majority of Persian Gulf output, and they are going to be hit hard. They are all huge consumers of gas. This is all very despicable. I just want to end this off by highlighting the human toll of what we're seeing every day. It's very easy to talk about the price increase because honestly, I know people in my immediate family that are struggling. I'm struggling. I know that you all in the comment section I've seen are struggling due to these price increases. There's also a cost of life going on throughout the entire globe. A UN peacekeeper was just killed in a South Lebanon blast. The UNIFIL says a peacekeeper was killed and another seriously wounded after a projectile exploded at the UN position in Lebanon. Lebanon is getting hit very hard. Thoughts out to them. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. We're going to continue to cover this relentlessly every single day. Subscribe below and peace out.